Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The body of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died unexpectedly in prison 9 days ago, was handed to his mother on Saturday in the Arctic city of Salzgard, his spokeswoman said, though it was unclear what will happen next to the body. Lisa Bernhard from Reuters has this report.
In a video posted to YouTube less than 24 hours before, Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, demanded the release of her husband's body and accused Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom she called demonic, of torturing her husband's corpse.
"You are mocking the remains of the deceased. It is already impossible to come up with more devilry. You violated every law, both human and divine."
Navalny's family and supporters have accused Putin of having him killed, an accusation that the Kremlin has rejected. Navalny survived a poisoning attempt in 2020 and years of harsh treatment in prison, including long spells in solitary confinement. His team said on X on Thursday that his death certificate says he died of natural causes.
Lisa Bernhard from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced 500 new sanctions on Russia as the world marks 2 years since Moscow invaded Ukraine. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Ukraine's defense forces continue to try to repel Russia's invading army. On Friday, President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of Russia's invasion by announcing sanctions on 500 individuals and entities linked to the invasion and the death in a Russian prison of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin badly miscalculated the courage of the people of Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24/7.